You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.
Hi, everybody. This is your weekly radio podcast, live from 2110 Portland in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Astrid and
Jared,
your most favorite second-year MBAs from Owen Graduate School of Management.
Do you think it's really smart that we should be giving out our address?
Well, too late now.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. You need a code to get into our apartment, too.
You want to give away that, too?
No.
Okay, fabulous. So, yes, this is Owen Bloggers, the talk show, the weekly podcast for owenbloggers.com. As you just heard, Astrid, and my name is Jared. We are two second-year MBAs at the Owen Graduate School of Management, and this is our weekly podcast recapping the wild and wonderful world of Owen and the Graduate School of Management here at Vanderbilt University. So let's kick it off this episode with just kind of like going back through the week in review. Pretty eventful week for a day in the life, really. The start of classes for 2008-2009.
Yeah, but it's getting crowded at Owen, I'm telling you. We have like almost 400, or about, it should be about 400 MBA students plus MSF plus MAC. And it was busy.
Absolutely. And actually, the EMBAs, the executive MBAs, were here this weekend.
All right. But they kind of blend in well. I feel like I am never bothered by them. It feels like they're always in class when we have team meetings, so It's not like I'm fighting for a library study room with them. But I hardly ever fight for a library study room with anyone.
I was about to say, by now, people should know not to fight with you.
All right. Good call.
Absolutely. It's kind of late at night. We're doing the podcast later than usual because I just got back from a corporate Val meeting, and I came in and you were working on what?
Advanced Accounting Fun 411.
Fun? What are you learning? Are you learning anything new?
Okay, so the deal is with accounting. If you're out there and you suffer through accounting right now, I am with you. So we have those five homework assignments due on Tuesday. I went through the first one. It took me about 3 hours, but at least the balance worked. And then you have like the biggest success feeling of the day. I'm like, yay!
For every credit, there must be a debit.
Yeah.
Eternal rule of accounting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let's see. Classes started up. What else happened this week? We had
a club fair, which was kind of cool. It's usually, or as far as I know, it's the first Thursday in combination with the first kegs, which is a big thing because it's our social event.
And by club fair, I think we should mention that it's a little bit more exciting than what it sounds.
That's right.
We do kind of get out there and we show the first years a lot of what is kind of outside of the field of normal curriculum.
Right. And I mean, Owen has a lot to offer. We have such a broad variety of clubs. We have the standard clubs like the consulting club, the finance club, the operations club. But we also have pretty cool clubs like Cork and Barrel, the Owen Culinary Society. And I think that's kind of what
Omeg, Amp.
That's true.
Our music groups.
Yeah, I forgot about that because I'm the least musical person you ever meet. But in Nashville, it's kind of self-explanatory why we would have clubs for targeting the music industry, because it's just a great place to be if you want to go into the music industry.
And Amped actually created its own CD last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I bought it.
Absolutely. What'd you think of it?
I think it's amazing. I didn't know we had so many musically talented people in my class.
Of course, all that being spearheaded by Mr. Dan Ekman, who just is phenomenal. And if you are ever watching some of the vidcasts that we do on Owen Bloggers Viewpoints, Dan actually did the music for the opening scene, which is actually very, very cool. Yes, fun little tidbits of information here. So, yeah, we had our first social, or otherwise known as kegs, otherwise known as lobby beverages, otherwise known as
just hang out, network, meet faculty, meet staff, meet second and first years.
Which happens every Thursday evening in the Owen lobby, which is just phenomenal. It's one of those really great experiences that you work all week and you go down into the lobby, you chill out, you enjoy yourself. Usually you conduct some business, this week being the club fair. But we also had a couple of really cool social events going on this weekend, right?
We did. This weekend was really busy.
We had the golf tournament. We have the annual first year and second year golf tournament with it's what is it a round robin or?
I don't even know. Honestly, I'm the worst golf player ever. I played once in Ohio, and I think that was the first and last time that anybody took me to a golf course. I don't even hit the ball. Like, I cannot hit the ball. I don't know why, but I don't hit it.
Okay. Well, I mean, that with, what is it? We have over a dozen golf courses here in Nashville, and it's as soon as I get some free time, I totally intend to take those golf clubs that I have in the corner of my room that I have never touched and drag them outside. I got some clubs that I collected from basically clubs that my parents and my sister didn't want, and it's just basically staring me in the face right there. We also, today was very cool. We had the kickoff event for one of your organizations, right?
Not necessarily my organization, but one of my favorite organizations.
It's kind of like your pet project, though, isn't it?
It is. Owen Voices, which is a new, it's kind of a renewed program at Owen. It used to exist before, but it kind of, I don't know, fell asleep, I might say. And then my classmates and I decided that it would roll it out again, which basically helps international students who are coming to the U.S. from all around the world. And we have 57 at the moment, 57 international students in the first year class, to help them transition over into the U.S., to Nashville, to Tennessee, and into the Owen culture. And we buddied them up with some domestic second-year students, and it worked out extremely well. I'm very impressed.
I was
extremely impressed today.
It's been exciting being one of those domestic mentors, or whatever you want to call them, but it has been, I think it's a great experience.
I'm very excited about all the other events coming up. I'm extremely excited about the Haunted Nashville tour. In November.
You, really? We're doing that?
Yes, it's awesome.
Fun. Well, that explains the brochures that have been on the countertop. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the week in review. Now let's kind of transition over to our featured topic, right? And it kind of connects to what we were talking about earlier with your accounting and my corporate veil, right?
Right. We're talking about challenges. And I feel like Owen is a very challenging, and that's in a positive way, challenging environment. And it's not only what Owen expects from you and how it challenges you every day again, but also what you want to be challenged in or by, and what kind of challenges you want to take on.
Exactly, how you want to challenge yourself. Obviously, right. You've got your functional area that you're studying. In my area, that's brand management and service operations, and yours is operations and strategy?
HOP and finance.
HOP and finance. Okay, close but no cigar. But the idea is that by pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. So, for instance, I'm completely like, I love the qualitative stuff. I love statistics. I love
fluff.
Hey, it's not fluff. I just said statistics and market research. There's strategy behind them. They're marketing things. I know people. People don't think about that normally, but there is a lot of strategies, a lot of thought, and a lot of process that goes into all this stuff, especially when you're as creative, if you really want to do creative at the MBA level. Anyway, but the idea is that getting out of my comfort zone to go and do something like corporate valuation is an example of challenging yourself. It's something that you can do because it is a safe environment in the MBA school.
And I had a really good encounter during my internship with one of my colleagues, my senior colleagues at Deloitte Consulting. And he said, you know what, no matter what happens in the internship, go into your second year and take classes that will truly challenge you and that will get you somewhere professionally and personally. And I really took that serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I am taking advanced accounting, and trust me, I had a D in accounting in undergrad. I have an economics master's now. I don't know how I made it, but I had a D in accounting. Mm-hmm. And in Germany, it's easy to get a D, I guess, or to fail. At least I didn't fail. I mean, that's kind of a success in itself. So for me, it's kind of this fear factor accounting thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting there. The same with personal challenges. For me, one of my personal challenges is being more approachable by people, because people a lot of times say I'm too intense, or I'm too aggressive or assertive, or whatever they want to say. And It all comes down to me not being approachable in a way Americans want me to do. And I always blame it on the cultural differences, which is probably not always the case, but I think it's an easy way for me.
See, maybe you could benefit from some of those quote-unquote fluff classes.
Yeah, maybe I could.
You should totally take marketing communications next month with me and Jennifer Escalas. Actually, I don't know if it's Jennifer Escalas or if it's Stephen Pravasic who's going to be teaching it, but you should totally take it. Yeah. Astrid's got this really wry smile on her face right now, almost like, please don't feed me that medicine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the whole point is to push yourself in business school because it is a safe environment, as we said.
It is. So,
what's if you had to put yourself into a single other challenge outside of this, what would it be, I guess, on a personal level?
Outside of what?
Outside of your current challenges that you're having.
That's a big challenge. Outside of my current challenge, oh, man. Jared, don't ask me those questions. Those are like spontaneous questions.
We've been over this before.
I would say learn how to delegate more and be less committed. That would be the challenge. Less commitment. Because I feel like that a lot of us are at the moment really tied up in a lot of extracurricular commitments and social commitments. And I feel that this sometimes really takes its toll on our health, on our happiness, and on our free time, obviously. And if I had one challenge, and it's a challenge because I want to be involved and I want to contribute to Owen and make an impact before I leave that school. But at the same time, it's hard to combine that with sleep.
Yeah, that pesky thing called sleep. It's 11:30 right now and I still got more work to do.
Me too.
So, before we wrap it up for this week, let's talk a little bit about what's the week ahead and things that you really should be thinking about if you are currently enrolled in Owen, some things that you shouldn't miss this week.
The club kickoff meetings, for sure. All of the clubs, or most of the clubs, are having their kickoff meetings during lunch breaks. Usually some are actually at night, which I think is a very smart move on their behalf.
Which is a departure from last year, because last year it was like, see how many you could cram into your lunch period.
Right. And I feel like at night, I don't know why not more clubs this year did it as well, like at 5:30, because I feel a lot of students have more time. But anyways, if you want to be involved at Owen, or if you want to benefit from all the networking opportunities that those clubs have to offer, you definitely have to sign up for these clubs, pay the 10 to 50 bucks due or whatever dues are involved with it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not good if you miss out on that one.
No, absolutely. And this is a great chance to get up close and personal with some of the second year students who are members of these clubs and get an understanding of whether or not it's really right for you. Because I think that for sure a piece of advice that I would give you is that only pay dues for the clubs that you're really going to get value out of. So, for instance, I got a lot of value out of the marketing club last year. And even though that I was in the operations club and I was an officer in the operations club, I really didn't get that much value out of it. I know that it's kind of sacrilegious to talk about that, but honestly, when it comes down to it, it didn't align correctly with my professional goals. Would I do it again? Yes. Am I going to be an active paying member in operations club this year? Absolutely.
It's not that the club didn't add value to anyone.
Exactly.
Just they offer great stuff. It's just that you figured out for yourself that you would get more involved with marketing and you would get more involved with the Owen Culinary Society and all that. And so you didn't really, really take advantage of everything they had to offer.
I'm using that as an example, saying like pay dues for the clubs that you really are going to go in and participate with. And I mean,
Become a board member and hope that you don't have to pay the second year. We still have to pay.
I was about to say every club that I'm in I have to pay for dues. The first OSGA newsletter, the first OSGA newsletter is coming out. Actually came out tonight.
Right.
Authored by our very own Ryan Dix.
It was edited by Ryan Dix. It was a collaboration of all the OSCA board members, actually. Everybody wrote their little blurb.
What do you think?
But Ryan was the mastermind behind it. I think it looks great.
What do you think of that logo?
I think, yes, Jared, I know you did it, and no, I do not like it.
It was a complete fluke.
I think it is inappropriate.
It was a joke.
Okay. Well, now it's on the newsletter, and I still don't like it.
It was a joke. Ryan asked me to create a logo for OSCA. I did one professional one, one joke one, and apparently he liked the joke one and put it on there. Hopefully that'll only last for this one newsletter, but whatever. We'll figure it out. All right. So I think that's going to be it for me. Anything else that you wanted to touch on for today?
No. I'm done.
Okay.
I really need to get back to accounting. I'm already like cold turkey here. Accounting.
And on that note, I'm going to say good evening.
I'm going to say auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Viewpoints. You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.